Peace Corps is a volunteer program run by the United States government. The stated mission of the Peace Corps includes providing technical assistance, helping people outside the United States to understand American culture, and helping Americans to understand the cultures of other countries. In June 1962, the first group of Peace Corps volunteers came to Jamaica, and a partnership was developed that remains unbroken to this day. Country Director of Peace Corps Jamaica, Paul Sully, describes the partnership as fruitful, noting that things can only get better.
Over the years, all these 55 years, we've worked in partnership with numerous organizations and government agencies, community associations in education, agriculture, youth development, health. We're not about seeking a kind of the glory of saving the day, but we're here to build capacity and to work with Jamaicans.
Since the establishment of the Peace Corps in Jamaica, more than 4,000 volunteers have served on the island. Mr. Sully says he's pleased with the work carried out by the volunteers as they seek to promote world peace and friendship through community-based development and cross-cultural understanding. He says the accomplishments of these individuals cannot go unnoticed. With the volunteers serving in all 14 parishes, Mr. Sully explains that in some locations, they would have worked extensively, and so some of the achievements are more effective on a long-term effort.
An example would be the Arequibesa Foundation. They run a fish sanctuary in Arequibesa. We had two volunteers follow each other, and we've had other volunteers go in part-time. That is now the leading fish sanctuary in the island. They've got a building. They've got a terrific plan there. They've been creating more of a, through the fish sanctuary, the fish biomass has gone up, algae down, the coral reef is being rebuilt, and direct credit to the Peace Corps involvement.
As it relates to projects, the main areas of focus for Peace Corps Jamaica to date are education and the environment. Mr. Sully says the primary literacy project has been created to bolster the government's efforts to meet its vision of achieving literacy in all students at the primary level of the Jamaican education system. The Environment or Green Initiative project seeks to enhance the ability of Jamaicans to engage in sustainable natural resource management. Of late, the mission has sought to broaden its scope with an aim to empower young persons, especially young girls. This as part of a global effort towards girl empowerment.
We're extremely pleased with the progress that we make here, both helping where needed and that people speak glowingly of understanding Americans. And then, of course, Americans speak and write and blog about the Jamaica they know. And this is the friendship part of our mission.
Country Director of Peace Corps Jamaica, Paul Sully. Jessica Roby, a Peace Corps volunteer from Charleston, West Virginia, says she joined the organization because she wanted to give back to society on a global scale. Miss Roby, who serves as a primary literary advisor at a school in St. Thomas, says she finds her work rewarding.
I work with students who are below the reading level and try to get them up to their level or at least better than where they were before. And then I also work on library development. It's been tremendously rewarding. It's been great working with the students and teaching them like different techniques on how to read and like trying to get them more to love to read. But on a personal level, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
She lauds the Peace Corps movement, noting that the program has opened avenues for her to learn more about Jamaica and Jamaicans. To find out more about the Peace Corps movement, visit their website at peacecorps.gov.
Fragrant flowers, beautiful beaches, and crisp, clean air are all gifts from this paradise that we call home and millions of tourists journey to experience. Help us protect paradise. Recycle. Dispose of your waste responsibly. Plant a tree. Let's work together to preserve the environment this Environmental Awareness Week, June 4 to 9, and all year round. Visit nepa.gov.jm, check the press, or look for NEPA on social media for details on this year's celebrations. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.